This session is all about honor. My higher self is guided by my personal truth. What the world has molded me to become does not have to be a sentencing that defines my life. Stepping into a childlike nature, I am able to rest, clear my mind, and reimagine who I can be in the world. Honor is a very interesting space to explore personally. Similar to the warrior archetype, there are so many messages that we've been told by other people to believe. Honor looks a certain way. Honor should be certain behaviors. Honor requires us to act a certain way. Again, I'll ask you to begin challenging all of those things you've been taught. Which lessons really sit well with you? How do you even define honor? Going back to our healing antidotes, we've talked about self-honor. Honoring your personal belief system, honoring your dreams, honoring your truth, why you believe you're here, and how you believe you want to carry that out. A lot of times we mistake honor and bravery and courage as an external thing, something that might even lead us to the end of our life, something that requires sacrifice on different levels, right? Sacrifice. Is that what honor leads us to, really? Does it have to, in all cases? If honor really means standing up for what I believe in, again, we can step back into warrior archetype. We don't have to make foolish decisions. We don't have to fight with others. Sometimes honor requires us to be an advocate for a group, but how often do we step outside of ourselves to prove something that truly doesn't matter? What is it that we could let go of that we're fighting for? What are we holding on to from the past that we believe needs to be defended? One time, I heard a great example. A way that helped me clarify honor in the same sense of bravery, courage, sacrifice. Imagining that you're out on a pier overlooking the ocean. You open your wallet or your handbag or pull out of your pocket a business card. It's not a business card that means a lot to you. So if it fell out of your hand down into the water, and there were sharks below, would you jump in to save it? Bravery, courage, and honor. My guess is no. However, if you were with a loved one, a sibling, a parent, a child, a dear friend, and that person fell over the edge of the pier, you might jump in after them. Regardless of the sharks, regardless of waves and dangers, because the value of that person is higher than the value of the business card. In this example, we have an opportunity to start considering at a deeper level the true values to which we want to hold on to in our lives. The moral compass that guides us to joy, to meaning, to purpose, to truth. And remembering that these things aren't imposed on others. We have our own system within us. So with that in mind, how do you begin to see honor differently? To be an honorable person, what does that look like now? Is there a hero in your mind? A hero from your own life that really exemplified honor, someone who stood up for self in order to understand and serve community better. Not someone who sacrificed and let themselves go in order to be considered brave by other people, but someone who was courageous enough to say, this no longer serves me. It sounds selfish because we've been trained that it has to be outside of us. We have to give ourselves up to help others. In some cases, perhaps that's true, but in other cases, might it be foolish? Another opportunity to begin exploring deep inside of you, in your heart, in your gut, that voice inside of you, your intuition, feeling it in your physical body, sensing it in your whole being. What are the values that you stand up for? How deeply do you value self, well-being, personal truth? What does it take, or what sacrifices might be required in order to step up in honor for yourself? In order to better serve others. Daily reflection. Who exemplifies honor as a co-author, someone who writes your life with you, or a cultural editor, someone who teaches you in your world? When have you experienced the greatest shame in your life? And how did that feel? How does it feel as you recall it? What brings you a sense of honor? How does it feel to live in honor, knowing that that honor heals the wounds of shame? In your healing field of honor, who is someone that you wish to express righteous anger toward? You can go back into the theater of change, going back into a meditation, going into a journal. This doesn't have to be expressed outwardly. But to let go, to make the choice to release it, is to make a choice to honor yourself. Be well, my friend.